I'm pleased to be speaking today with Cindy Woodsmall, New York Times bestselling author of When the Soul Mends and The Hope of Refuge, to talk about book two in her Amish Vines and Orchard series, The Winnowing Season. Hi, Cindy. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I love this part, talking about books.
A major element of the winnowing season is that Rhoda, the heroine, and the King family are establishing a new Amish community in Maine, away from family and friends, where there's not an existing Old Order Amish community there. So what are some of the challenges they would face in this situation, and how would the people they are leaving behind treat them?
Well, in an established Amish community, each person, each family, and each district is a part of a whole that makes up the Amish and makes them incredibly self-sufficient. I mean, from blacksmiths to carpenters, farmers, to dry goods store owners, food markets, church leaders, teachers, midwives, carriage makers, horse traders. I mean, they're all established, and the community can use them to rely on each other. And they're able to remain self-sufficient inside of all of that and stay within the boundaries of the ordnung or the ordning, which is how they live, by this set of rules. And when they start a new community, they are vulnerable in needing to work within the world system that they're supposed to be avoiding. So it causes a lot of challenges, and they try to do so without reaching out to outsiders and all of the modern ways. So it's going to be interesting to watch them build this self-sufficient community. But the people that they have left behind are backing them financially and with their prayers and with their support, hoping that they can establish a new community and make it a success. And often when the Amish go out to start a new community, it doesn't become a success because it's so hard, and they have to come back home and move back in with people and have lost that time. So it'll be interesting to see this play out on the page.
Rhoda Byler, the heroine in The Winnowing Season, has a strong sense of intuition, a spiritual gifting that has caused her heartache in the past. Cindy, why do you think God gifts his followers with certain skills and yet doesn't always make it simple and smooth sailing for those chosen to utilize those gifts?
You know, I believe that God gives us an aspect of himself, a gift that is meant to equip us, but we are faulty and weak at best. And the gift stirs within us during what I think are two main times. One is when we're fully geared up, prayed up, and ready to serve him. And the other is when we're weary and distracted and simply fully engaged in our own life. And, you know, Jesus had within himself the most gifts that any human body had ever carried. And he used his gifts wisely and accomplished his goals. But God didn't make his journey simple or smooth. And Jesus could foresee the future time and again, yet when he went to the temple as a boy, he was unaware that his parents would not know where he was. They would spend days worrying, and they would be upset with him. So God gives us these gifts that guide our journey, but he does not create us to just automatically be able to deal with every situation that arises. And Rhoda finds herself in that situation, and she also finds herself where she doesn't want this gift. She's afraid she's going to step outside of God's will in using this gift. So it is quite a journey for her.
Jacob and Samuel King, two brothers with very different personalities, are both in love with Rhoda. What do you think each brother provides Rhoda?
Oh, well, Jacob is just a fun-loving man with a wonderful sense of humor that eases a painful injury inside of Rhoda. And because he has a gift, he's kept a secret most of his life. And because he has a past that no one knows about, Jacob understands her struggles, and she laughs often when she's with him. Samuel is a hard worker who is deeply loyal and an unexpected advocate when he sees Rhoda's values, and he aims to make her the first woman business partner inside the patriarchal society. So Samuel is better at seeing Rhoda's heart than his own. And he's asking himself about now, how did he fall in love with his brother's girl? Can his love for Jacob and his strong sense of loyalty cause him to keep his love for Rhoda hidden? And those are things we don't know yet.
Leah King is a young woman who is still figuring out where she fits amongst her own people and if she has value being Amish. What are the elements of Leah's character that you can identify with?
During the course of writing book one in the Amish Vines and Orchard series, Leah developed into someone unexpected. I, as the writer and the mom figure, wanted her, as the teenager, to be a different kind of person, and she would not yield to my desire. She's a strong depiction, I think, of how so many of today's youth are dealing with their doubts and their desires. She's filled with insecurities that she admits to no one, and she's desperate to be loved, have fun, and be free of constraints. In this second book, she's learning that no one gets to make up their own rules. And that's something I think everyone can identify with. At some point in our life, we would like to have been able to just make up the rule of how it was going to work, and life doesn't work that way. So I think that's something I can identify with, and other people can also.
I've been speaking with Cindy Woodsmall, author of the brand new book, The Winnowing Season. Thanks again, Cindy. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Bye.